Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
And we got a great 3 hours for you. We got some NFL, plenty. We got some NBA, plenty. And, of course, Major League Baseball, where last night one Goliath went down. I don't know that I could call Boston David, but, you know, the Yankees are the evil empire, supposedly. They went down, and tonight you got who Rob Parker thinks is the other evil empire.
I think the L.A. Dodgers. Empire, the Dodgers, yes.
Yeah, well, we'll see if they can survive tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals, who over the past month have been the hottest team in baseball, winning 21-25 and 17 straight. So, Rob Parker, how are you, man?
I am doing great. It feels like fall, and where the October baseball is underway, and it'll be interesting, like you said, tonight. Giancarlo Stanton could have had three home runs, but he played in Fenway last night. And instead, the Yankees lose it 6-2, so they're out.
So is that the excuse?
No.
The green monster?
No, I mean, I'm just saying. The way he's been swinging the bat, he's been
nah,
great
he,
to watch.
He was fantastic. Yeah, Judge also hit it well, but, yeah. You know, over the last several weeks
right.
to get them in the playoffs.
Both of them played extremely well, but these are the rules. Everybody plays by them. And, Chris, the last 3 years, the Yankees have always won that wild card game, so you can't be bitter at it when they've done it, right? They've won, and they've advanced, so it didn't happen this year.
All right. Well, we got Foul or Fair. Well, we may talk more about it with J.R. Gamble from MLB Bro. Because you need to know.
Well, I can't hear you. What'd you say? You got to be like that's your
MLB bro.
Because you need to know.
That's right. Telly Hughes. I got you, Telly.
Yes. And keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. We got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos. On a Worship Wednesday, we got super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, the loquacious one, our man, Brian Finley. Let's get it started, Rob. Well, all season long, up until a couple days ago, Matt Nagy, the beleaguered coach, the embattled coach of the Chicago Bears, had been saying that when healthy, his quarterback is Andy Dalton. And all of a sudden today, seemingly out of the blue, in a complete 180, he names Justin Fields the starter, not for this weekend's game, but for the rest of the season. He talked to Dalton and talked to Fields about it, and that's the way they're going. Rob, what are your thoughts on this?
Matt Nagy is officially done as the Chicago Bears head coach. Whether or not it's official, Chris, or they don't have a date on it or whatever, because this smells, if I were to put my finger on it, I'd have to wash it. That's how much this smells. And it's not a knock on Justin Fields and whether or not, Chris, he's going to be a good quarterback in time in the NFL. But he didn't do anything to make a change of this magnitude by beating the Lions on Sunday. It wasn't like, oh, there it is. Oh, this is what we were waiting on. Oh, my God. No, it was not that. And because it wasn't that, and because this coach has been, you know, belaboring the point that they're not going to just put the kid in and they're not going to do this, not do that, tells me that this came from either above as far as management or ownership, Chris, or it came from the players who told them, you know what, we don't care, just put the kid in or whatever. This was not Matt Nagy. I don't care what anybody tells me. He didn't have an epiphany. What did they call it? What do you say,
epiphany.
Chris? Epiphany. All of a sudden, he was pushed into this. This guy's coaching career with the Bears has been tenuous. He was on the, pushed up against the wall.
He's on the hot seat, yeah.
Definitely on the hot seat. And he did what he felt like he had no choice other than to do, because no one would have made such a stink about Andy Dalton, who's a journeyman who played for the Cowboys last year, played in Cincinnati, had some good years, and then, you know, just turned into an also-ran stopgap quarterback. But yet he had his chest stuck out for Andy Dalton for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks ever since they signed him, Chris. He had bass in his voice. Oh, as soon as Andy Dalton's leg is reattached, he's going to be the starting quarterback. That's what it sounded like. As soon as Andy Dalton, right?
Outspoken, yes.
If Andy Dalton can use this wheelchair out on the field, he's the starting quarterback. Like that, he said anything. Like, it would take anything.
Right.
Andy Dalton is the guy no matter what happens. We don't care. The kid could throw for 900 yards, and Andy Dalton's the starting quarterback. That's what he kept saying. And then all of a sudden, off of a lackluster, an average performance, Chris, I'll say, all of a sudden, he's not only starting this week, he's starting the rest of the year. Really? Okay. Thank you, Matt. And make sure you leave your keys and your clicker when you exit, you know, the practice facility in Chicago.
Well, I'm with you on this, Rob. I do think it came down from above, right? Just for him to make that type of turn, I think in one day, it smells to me like the owner said to him, look, let's go with the young boy. I'm demanding that you start Justin Fields. And all of a sudden, Justin Fields is a starter. Now, as you said, he wasn't good. He wasn't terrible. He had improved. He showed improvement because he was terrible
against
Cleveland.
But he
wasn't
good enough to make that change is what I'm saying.
No, like, but he showed improvement, and they did get the W. I get it. It's Detroit. But, hey, when you Chicago, you take them where you can get them. And so I think he went from 7 for 20 against Cleveland for 68 yards to 11 for 17, 209 yards. Now, still hasn't thrown the touchdown yet. Threw a pick against Detroit, has two picks this season. I would tend to agree with you for the most part, Rob, where you said this is the handwriting's on the wall for Matt Nagy. But look, he's got 12 weeks. He's got 13 games. 13, I guess. Left to show the brass, the ownership, what he can do. Maybe. I mean, we think he's got that long, unless he gets fired during the season. But if all of a sudden Justin Fields is showing great development, if all of a sudden, I don't even know if the wins and losses have to be great. You know, it certainly wouldn't hurt him. But if Justin Fields is showing development under Nagy, if they look like they've got a connection, if he seems to be, you know, improving the young man and they're playing complementary football on the other side of the field and all of that, I don't think it's out of the question that could save him. Now, it didn't save Anthony Lynn. You know, Justin Herbert played well last year with the Chargers.
He was the offensive rookie of the year, Chris, and he still got and Lynn got fired.
Right. Like, didn't save Anthony Lynn.
Like, they didn't
Lynn.
Go like, oh, well, it's the first year. Look at what the kid did. Let's give Anthony Lynn another year with the kid. No.
Right. But I do think in this case that Nagy still got a shot. I think he's got a shot. We'll see. I don't know how, you know, whether he'll make good on it or not, but I think if Justin Fields and he work well together and they show some improvement, Fields in particular, major improvement, then I think, you know, it could work. And the interesting thing is this, Rob. What if Fields is horrible? And this is what you and I talked about before. At least this was my viewpoint. I don't remember if you are on board with me. But I felt like leaving it open, kind of saying it's still Dalton, that gave Justin a little bit of cover for if he was bad. You know, if he's horrible the next three games, horrible, like he played against Cleveland, and you just had to bench him because it's just a mess, then the narrative becomes a terrible one for Justin Fields. Oh, even though it would be premature, the narrative would be, here's another Ohio State quarterback, Dwayne Haskins, Cardale Jones,
so long, Chris. We
Troy
don't have all
Smith,
day.
Right? Here's another one. He's a bust. We made the wrong pick. All of that, which would not necessarily be true, but that would be the narrative. Not to mention it might mess with Fields' psyche. So it'll be interesting, Rob. If he doesn't play well at all, and I mean for successive weeks, would they go back or would they just stick with it? That would be interesting.
Nah,
but,
think,
you know, well, maybe he'll play well. Maybe he'll continue to show a little
improvement.
Once
you say that, Chris, you really can't.
Can't go back?
You saw last year
they kept doing it with two and it was a mess.
Right.
So I agree with you. I mean, you just got to stick with him, but hopefully he delivers.
I'm just, it's not that we're rooting against him or
no, like, I like him.
But he hasn't played well enough for them. Like, Chris, if he came off the game against the Lions and threw for 300 or 275 and had three touchdowns, you know, just something to make you feel like, wow, you know, like he's on his way.
Right.
On a game where he didn't throw a touchdown, 200 yards a pick. He made a few nice throws.
He made a few nice throws downfield. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, not enough to make you feel like he won the job on Sunday. That's what I'm saying. Like, right. He won the job outright. What's changed?
At this
what's
moment,
changed is Matt Nagy's not calling things.
He got a phone call. That's what's changed. Right. At this point, Andy Dalton, Rob, I don't even consider him a good quarterback right now or anymore. I don't think he's going to have a resurrection anywhere. But he's still better than Justin Fields at this moment.
Right.
At this moment. I think Fields will ultimately be better. But right now, Dalton is better. And you're 2-2. I mean, I don't think they're making the playoffs. But, you know, they got to feel pretty decent about their chances, right? You know, their losses have been tough. Yeah. Their losses have been tough. The Rams and the Browns. They beat Cincinnati, which is a quality win for them. And they beat Detroit. You know, that is what it is. I'm just saying, I don't think they're making the playoffs. But I think they are still, you know, they're not out of it by any stretch in their mind.
Well, not 0-4. Games in, right. And you're at 500, you don't feel that way. But they got a long way to go. I mean, I don't think they're good enough to make the playoffs. If you watch the Lions game, the Lions were inside the 8-yard line, Chris, 3 times, the Bears 8, and came away with no points.
The Lions haven't yet gotten a win, and we'll see when that happens.
How's Campbell doing, the head coach? Is he still biting kneecap?
I do think they play hard, Rob. They just get outclassed.
Where's that in the win column? The Lions are 0 wins, 4 losses, and 3 hards. Maybe Urban Meyer gets a hard, but 3 hards? What does that mean?
Here we go. On that note, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. I just got a text, Rob, from Lillian.
Uh-oh.
In the break. She wants you up on the fourth floor. Yes. But and bring your desks, your stuff in your desk with you. Clear
key
it out.
And clicker, right.
Yes. No. Your ID to get in the building. 877-99 on Fox. You could call us. And weigh in on Justin Fields. Do you like the move? Do you think this is the right move? Here's the real decision. Was it Matt Nagy's decision to name Justin Fields the starter for the rest of the year? Or do you think it came down from above? You'll turn away with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Yes, baby, it's a Worship Wednesday up in here in the Odd Couple. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios over the soulful, inspirational sounds of my man, Fred Hammond. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Did Matt Nagy make the decision by himself? Did he have a revelation on his way to the practice field that, you know what, let me go with the youngster? Or did he get called into the office and told, start Justin Fields? Your turn to weigh in, The Odd.
All right, let's kick it off with GW in Cincinnati. I'm shocked he's calling. You're on The Odd Couple.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, what's going on, fellas? I appreciate you taking my call. Hey, guys, unless I missed something, did I forget? But as long as I've known Justin Fields, and he played at Ohio State right up there in Columbus, Justin Fields has been like, what, either 1 or 1A behind Trevor Lawrence pretty much since his high school days. We're not talking about Trey Lance or Zach Wilson, you know, floating up in the draft and getting lucky to be a first rounder. Chris, I think they probably called him into the office, and that's another reason why Matt Nagy should be fired. They shouldn't have had to call him into the office. Justin Fields should be able to take his lump just like all the other quarterbacks. And you know what? His performance last week was an indication that he might be ready for the job. And people say, well, it's the Detroit Lions. If I'm not mistaken, Chris, that's an interconference game. And I know this as a team that plays in the AFC North.
A divisional game.
Yeah, divisional game. Yeah, I have a team that plays in AFC North, and they were horrible Bengals teams. But for whatever reason, they played the hell out of Ray Lewis and Joe Flacco and even now the Baltimore Ravens. So, again, maybe the Chicago Bears are set up for a strong running team because that's what they had last week. And supposedly, Chris, unless the old axiom changed, a good running game helps a young quarterback or any quarterback for that measure. And I think they ran it 36 times. So if they can play strong defense, good running game, and big play potential out of the young quarterback as a Bears team, that might actually win you some games. I appreciate you taking my call.
GW was hyped. My goodness.
He's an Ohio State apologist. He acts like he played at Ohio State, so that, like, he's automatically.
Well, the Ohio State quarterbacks have.
No, I know.
That goes
but
all the way back to Art Schlichler.
Right.
Remember
Thank
him?
You, Chris. Yes. I mean.
And I'm not saying that this is a cloud over Fields, that he won't be good. But that's been the history. And I'm from Ohio, too, GW. So, But David Montgomery's injured, that running back who I like a lot from Chicago. So we'll see Damian Williams step in there. See if he can get it done. All right.
Mark, in Sacramento, our man, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on?
That was me.
You were waiting.
Yes, we got you, buddy.
Hey, I'm not from Ohio, but I think it was time for Fields. And hell yeah, he got called in the office. I think it was just Monday he said, Andy Dalton is still my starter.
Right,
Here we are Wednesday. He said, oh, well, I think he's a starter for the rest of the season. Hell yeah, he got called in the office. Hell yeah.
It can't be. Right. Yes. Nobody can change their mind like that. Right.
Exactly.
Somebody
no
forced his hand, Mark, and told him, no, you're not doing that. And he's on thin ice, a hot seat, whatever you want to call it, as coach of the Bears. And they said, you're going to play him. And it doesn't matter if they lose or they don't make the playoffs or they win five games, he's going to be out, and they're just going to want to see what they have with this kid. I'm sure that's where they are now.
It's interesting. I thought, Rob, that they might just send Andy Dalton packing. You know, like in New England, they did it with Cam Newton. In Jacksonville, they did it with Gardner Minshew. You know, just the veteran in there who can play a little bit, who might be a threat to the kid. I mean, Dalton, by all the reports, has been a great professional and is there to support Fields. Obviously, Fields, you know, said all the right things about Dalton when Dalton was the starter. And it seems like they, at least from the reports, have a good relationship and from what they've said, actually. But, I wouldn't have been surprised if they sent Dalton packing. You know, I don't think they will now, but, you know, if they had done that today, too, just cut him. Yeah. So there's no threat. You know what I mean? Nobody kind of looking over your shoulder or anything like that.
Chad in Cincinnati as well. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Another person from the Queen City. What's up, Chad?
What's up, OG? What's up, Chris?
Hey, what up, brother?
Enough of the Andy Dalton talk. Stop it! No way, no how. Andy Dalton be the star. He's never won a playoff game. He threw a pick six versus the Rams, the first game of the season. He stinks worse than my 5-month-old son, diaper genie pair.
Gosh.
We don't
want
to see Andy Dalton as quarterback anymore. Cut it out.
All that Dalton did for y'all? Those were the glory days. I mean, unless we go back real far.
Yeah, well, whose fault was it? Was it Dalton or was it the coach?
The rest of the team? He did get you to the playoffs.
They were 0-7,
right? Five times, something like that. Yeah, 0-7 under Marvin Lewis. Although now, you know, I think Marvin actually did a good job there, Rob.
I'm not going to say, like, he didn't do anything, Chris, because making a playoff seven times
for
is
that
a lot.
Right.
But you got to win a playoff game at some point. I mean, that's why he's not there. If he would have won a couple playoff games.
Right, but I'm not knocking him. He would be a deserving coach somewhere else.
Yeah,
I don't know
but
if
I'm just saying
shot,
it was time in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right, because
yeah,
you didn't win. Come on, like, at some point. You can't just be like, oh, well, at least we got to the play. No, you got to win. Just win a couple. If they would have won 2 of the 7, Chris,
right,
he could have been around. But you can't keep losing in the playoffs.
All right. We got our man Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble from MLB Bro, because you need to know. Coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is time for Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
Yes, sir. It is Foul or Fair, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio segment. We go around the baseball diamond to discuss all of the biggest headlines in Major League Baseball. In order to do so properly, we had to bring in the star of MLBBro.com, the guy who gets it all cracking over there, my man, J.R. Gamble.
You know, as long as you know, I'm so happy, fellas. What's up? My second complete year with you guys on the Odd Couple, and I think I'm growing up. I think I'm learning something, Chris, Rob. I think I'm learning something.
Has it been 2 years, really?
Wow. Yes.
Yes, very good.
Yes. Well, we love having you, my man, and yes. You do a great job, and so it's good to have you.
That's Thank right. You. We got a couple
Y'all
more
didn't
appearances.
Expect that type of kindness, just a bland, kind remark.
I know.
Right?
I'm shocked,
y'all.
All right, y'all, let's get right to it. Question number one, and again, JR, because you are the star of the segment, you get the first crack at every single one of them, so let's get to it. During last night's AL wildcard game, A-Rod, he ruffled some feathers when he said that the Yankees and Red Sox shouldn't worry about analytics and, quote, being smart. They just got to stick to their, quote, tremendous resources, which is their fat bank accounts. JR, foul or fair to say that big spending is a more surefire way to win than a fully analytical approach?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
I believe you need a combination of both, and that's pretty much been proven. Most of all, you need balance and talent like throughout the roster. The Yankees have some glaring holes. I think Alex Cora is probably allowed to make more gut decisions than Aaron Boone. And he's earned that right as a championship manager. But spending a lot doesn't get you anywhere without the analytics team to maximize your resources. So they go hand in hand. And to me, that's always been the case.
I'm going to say fair.
It's a fair ball.
What? Yes. And I'm going to tell you what A-Rod's talking about is the Yankees have not won a World Series since 2009. Haven't won anything. And you know what? The analytics helped them put together a team with no left-handed bats at Yankee Stadium and all looking for all these guys or whatever, instead of going out and getting some of the best players who are out there and available. And you know what? The Dodgers went out and did it, and they won a World Series, right? Because they outspent everybody. And I'm just starting to say that the analytics might work for some teams. The Rays, for all their analytics, guess what, Chris? No World Series. The Oakland A's, for all their World Series, all their playoffs, no World Series. They don't win. Those teams don't win. I don't care what anybody says. Those analytic teams, driven teams, don't win.
I'm with Rob. Fair.
It's a fair ball.
And I know JR is a bit young. So,
he's a youngin'.
You know, you in this new analytics age. But Rob's right. When the Yankees were big spenders – to your point, JR, go out and get the talent. Ultimately, you need great players. That's when they won World Series. What analytics has proven, I believe, especially with the Yankees, but you could name the other teams Rob named, you could say the same thing, is that they're good for the 162-game regular season.
Right.
Because the Yankees have had some really nice regular seasons, but in the playoffs, like what analytics doesn't measure are the human is the human element. So in the playoffs, analytics can't tell you whether a guy is cold-blooded or not, whether a guy can handle the pressure or not, whether a guy likes being on the big stage or he melts on the big stage. And that's what the human element is. And so I'm with A-Rod on this. I'm not saying totally ignore analytics, but I think too many teams are going the opposite way. When Boston won it a few years ago, they had a mix. They didn't let analytics dictate everything like the Dodgers. Remember, the Dodgers did a few years ago.
The Dodgers did it for a long time, and they couldn't win.
They weren't playing half their best players in the lineup because of that. So, yeah, I'm with A-Rod on this.
All right, here we go. Question number two, guys. Yahoo Sports published a column this week lamenting the fact that most of the game's biggest stars, like Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout, Tatis, Vlad Jr., will not be playing in the postseason. That was even before Aaron Judge got bounced last night with the Yankees. That said, JR, foul or fair to say that baseball needs the Dodgers to win tonight so we can keep some star power in the postseason?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
Look, you'd like to have your star powers in the playoffs. We know from a marketing and rating perspective, more than that, you want teams like the Yankees in the playoffs because they attract a wide market of haters and lovers. But, fellas, we know stars are born every October, right, all the time. Look at Randy Arozarena last year without Judge and Tatis and the Trout, who we never seen the playoffs anyway, and Vlad, those guys. They would make the playoffs better, but someone will emerge to captivate the fans. It's unfortunate that none of those guys made it. Baseball is lacking some star power, but every October, somebody dreams a little dream, and they become a star, and no one cares.
Yeah, I am with JR on this one.
Let's go!
I'm gonna say foul.
That is a foul ball.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that the stars would make it better, and it'd be a little more exciting for sure. But at the end of the day, if there are great games, if there are close games, if there are games that have you on the edge of your seat, then people are going to be tuning in. I don't care who it is. And JR is absolutely right. There are guys that emerge every postseason that kind of become stars. Now, they may not follow it up with the next regular season. Right. But during that postseason, they play great and get hot, and we're excited about it. So I'd love to see the Dodgers advance. They were my pick to win it all. But if they don't, I still think we got a lot of exciting baseball to look forward to.
I'm going to say it's fair.
It's a fair ball.
That baseball needs the Dodgers. And I get what you're saying. Both of you guys are spot on that there will be guys who emerge and get big hits and clutch situations, and you grow to love those guys. But my goodness, some of the biggest stars are all out, didn't make the playoffs. And then Judge and Stanton, who you love to watch play and hit, they're out after one game. And if the Dodgers with Mookie Betts and all those guys that they have, if they're out, I mean, the Giants are a nice story. The Cardinals are a nice story. But if I ask somebody to start naming some of the lineups and players, it ain't going to be good enough. And I'm just saying that you want star power. You want to see the biggest and best, Chris, to see how they perform in those moments, you know? And I just think that it does hurt when you don't have the best players playing at the best time of the year.
All right, here we go. Last one, Fowler Fair, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, J.R. Gamble with the fellas. J.R., whether the Dodgers win tonight or not, Clayton Kershaw is going to miss the entire postseason with an elbow injury. He's been in and out of the lineup all season, so it's not really a surprise. And he's set to become a free agent this winter. J.R., foul or fair to say that we will never see Clayton Kershaw in a Dodgers uniform again?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Knowing the Yankees, they'll sign him at 50. We shouldn't see him in a Dodgers uniform again. He's pretty much gassed. He got his 60-game World Series championship, so he doesn't have to retire with the stains of playoff failure on his record, you know, being the greatest pitcher to continuously flop in the playoffs. So he got his ring. Kershaw, he's a Hall of Famer. He's had a great career. His skills have been fading, you know, incrementally, but fading over the years, and he's had a great run. I don't think the Dodgers should bring him back until his retirement ceremony.
I'm going to say foul.
That is a foul ball.
And I'm only kidding when I say this because he will be playing a Dodgers old-timers day game, and he'll have his uniform on. So that's the only time you're going to see it in old-timers day, but he's done with the Dodgers. I don't believe that they'll bring him back. I think he has a chance of going back to suburban Dallas where he grew up. Him and Matthew Stafford grew up together. And I think that there's a chance that he could play for the Texas Rangers or something and finish his career there. So I think he's done with the Dodgers.
So you meant fair.
No, right. I was kidding. Right. I was kidding about he'll be
right.
old-timers
in the
uniform.
Old-timers uniform. Right. So, although I mean, you might right. be I'm right. Fair. Yeah, you right. might literally be right. I'm going fair as well.
It's a fair ball.
Look, I would love to see I don't see it happening, but I would love to see Kershaw kind of have a revitalization You know, like we've seen, we saw Clemens do it. I know that was a while ago, and maybe there was other stuff involved. But, you know, we've seen other guys kind of go elsewhere when you thought they were done, and all of a sudden they're, you know, back to the top of their game. I don't think that'll happen with Kershaw. It'd be nice to see, but I do think he's definitely done in L.A. All right, JR, thanks, man. Great stuff. We appreciate you, brother.
Hey, JR.
That's our man, JR Gamble.
Where can you get the best MLB bro coverage?
You get the best MLB bro coverage at MLBBro.com.
All right, there we go. Very nice.
MLB bro.
Because you need to know.
Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we are brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas. It's the greatest arena on earth. So plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com.
I got my trip planned next weekend. Vegas. Can't wait. MGM Grand. See some Lamar. Kraft steak for dinner. Chris, you've eaten there. Can't wait.
Yes, it is. It'll be a fun time. There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. All right, Rob. We got a big game coming up tonight. We got the Dodgers and the hottest team in baseball over the last month, the St. Louis Cardinals, in a winner-take-all, one-and-done March Madness, sudden-death matchup. And we just talked about whether or not the Dodgers had to win for the sake of baseball. But let's talk about the team that lost last night, the Yankees. And who should take the hit, Rob? I'm in New York. There's a lot of people talking about Aaron Boone. His contract actually is up.
He's made the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
They haven't been able to get to the World Series.
Rob, how much is Boone calling the shots?
That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying?
You get the feeling that most of it's coming from upstairs.
Right.
I had Michael Kay, their longtime Yankee announcer. You know Mike.
Yep.
And I had him on, and Mike was very candid and honest.
On the podcast?
Yep, on the podcast, Inside the Park, which drops tomorrow, by the way. So, Chris, you know, this will be your first time listening to it.
I never miss Inside the Park.
Okay, there you go. but he said, I asked him, I said, is this a manager problem or a front office problem? This is when the Yankees were struggling. He was on the podcast. He said that Brian Cashman has been, you know, the architect, he was the general manager for every World Series, Chris, except for the first one when Bob Watson became the first black general manager to win a World Series.
Didn't get near the credit he deserved.
That, and the Yankees had gone through a 17-year drought, and Bob Watson put together that team. Yep. And him and Steinbrenner got into it, and then, you know, you can't win with George Steinbrenner. So Watson got fired, and Brian Cashman, who was the assistant, took over, and he's been there forever. And he's won four World Series. But my point is, Michael Kay said, this is a front office deal. Yep. And, Chris, I talked about it. They didn't have any left-handed bats. They went out and got Rizzo and Gallo, you know, at the trade deadline to add some lefty, like at Yankee Stadium with the short right field porch. We did finally see what Judge and Stanton, when they're healthy and they play, that they're a dynamic duo. We like that. But there are other holes, and we've seen them over the last couple of years. I think it's time to clean everybody out. I think they need a new brain trust, and they need and Chris, Theo Epstein's name was thrown out there. You know he won a World Series with the Red Sox and the Cubs. He broke two long-time streaks. I think he's good.
Yep.
So I don't know. I think the front office, you need to start there. And if you go get a new general manager, he's going to want to hire his own manager. So that's why I think it should be a complete sweep.
I'm with you. I do think I put it more on the front office than I put it on Boone. Again, I think a lot of it was being dictated to him. I think he was brought in because he had no experience. I know he was a playoff hero and everything, but he had no experience as a manager. They brought him in because he would let them dictate to him kind of how you're going to run the team. And he would play good cop, right? He's the nice guy in the locker room. The players love him and all that. But I put it on Cashman because Rob Cashman oversaw this move to analytics-dominated the way they run the team.
Yep.
Now, again, I'm not saying – I think analytics are always a part of the equation and should be taken into consideration way with everything else. But it's not the only part of the equation. And I just think that they need to go ahead and move on. Rob, it's been, 12 years? That's 1 year shy of their second longest drought ever, I believe, which was 13 years.
Right.
Right? And so I would say that, look, 12 years in New York, I know a lot of places Cashman be there for life after what he did in the late 90s, right? But now in New York, that's not enough getting to the playoffs. So I do think it's time for a clean sweep, Rob. And again, if I'm more into the front office being cleaned out than Boone, but like you said, most guys would want to bring in their own man. So, all right, we got 2 hours left. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. You know what to do. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.